Hey, what's your ultimate wardrobe? What is it that you want to wear that just makes you feel fearless and strong and unstoppable? I know you've got one. Everybody does. I'll tell you mine, but not just yet. You might be thinking to yourself, what are we talking about today? Wardrobe? Well, yeah, it's that and a whole bunch of other things. Welcome to the Second Dad Boss Shows. This is the place where second dads and bosses and business executives and managers, directors, analysts, you name it. If you're a stepdad or a parent, this is the place for you. Welcome. Hey, everybody. Brian again. Brian Rice here, Second Dad Boss Show. Thanks for showing up. Really appreciate you sticking around, swinging by. You know, today, let's talk about clothes, right? And no, we're not going to talk about the runway. We're not going to, well, maybe we will, but not quite in the sense that you might think. But so if you're a parent out there, I know you've had this experience. It's morning time. You're having your coffee or your tea or reading your device, checking out the news, listening to the radio, whatever it is, and down comes one of the most interesting and intriguing outfits you could possibly imagine. Cowboy boots, running shorts, a swimsuit top, and maybe a beret. Yeah, interesting, right? But believe me, to the unsuspecting mind, this is a work of art. Unbeknownst to those watching this occur, this is an amazing occurrence, the compilation of creativity, ingenuity, and pulling it all together into one place. So how do you deal with that? You know, that and a whole bunch of other things, I think, are some of the things we can talk about today, because let me tell you, it's an interesting thing when it happens. It's sort of exciting. It's totally cute. Really sort of inspiring in some ways, right? That fearless energy and that joy about something that is completely different than what society has programmed us to believe is the norm on how we do business and what we do. And I think there's a lot of lessons that come from it. So what's your perfect outfit, right? What is the thing that just gets you juiced and makes you want to think about just being you, right? Where you don't really worry about if for a moment you could say, I'm not going to worry about what anybody says about me or anything. Like, I'll give you, here's a funny story. So we're at the pool the other night. We're at the local community pool, and we're, you know, everybody's swimming laps and trying to get better and learn to swim and everything that goes with it. And one of the things that we've learned is that when you have multiple people in your group, you have multiple swimsuits and towels and everything else that goes with it. So having an aura of efficiency and a modicum of trying to move swiftly as you get in and out of the facility and everything that goes with it spawns the need to do something a little different. And so one of the things my wife actually came up with the idea, it's brilliant, and that is making sure everybody just brings a giant bathrobe, right? Well, that's not a crazy thought, right? Like, go watch diving competitions or anything else, and like, or even go to other sporting events. People wear robes all the time, but for some reason, when you're at the pool, there's like this odd sort of thinking that if somebody's in a giant robe, like you get out of the water, you wrap up in your towel, you throw on your big robe and off you go, flip flops, you're out the door, in the car, in your home, you know, smish smash 10 minutes later, and you know, you can peel off and do whatever it is you need to do. But so we're doing this the other night, and I didn't think too much of it at first because, you know, inside you're like, okay, efficiency, you know, there's only so much time during the day between work and schlepping, you know, kids on schedules and getting home to make dinner and all those things that go with it. So this totally makes sense, right? Well, so I'm 6'6". So a big 6'6" guy who puts on a robe in the middle of the pool, or at least off to the side, right? It's not like it's some big production you're stripping down. It's like wrap up in a towel, put on a robe, cinch it up, we're walking out the door. I got more stares. More people were like elbowing each other, like, hey, look at this guy. Like, what's going on there? And I'd never really thought about it. And all of a sudden, I had this moment of going, oh man, like, am I embarrassing everybody? Is this, you know, is this just one of those awful situations? And then that was followed quickly, like, by, you know, what the heck, WTH, folks. Like, this is everybody doesn't have an issue with short swim gear or anything else that goes with it, or guys running around in a Speedo with, you know, literally like square inches of material covering their body, but yet someone in a robe, you know, creates sort of a kerfluffle. Like, wait a second, I think we got something a little bit off here. So my whole point in telling that story is the cowboy boots and the beret and everything else that goes with it, there's a little bit of what's the balance in there, right? I mean, does it really matter if somebody goes to school in a beret and cowboy boots and everything else? Well, maybe, right? Maybe a little bit, because it's situational. But part of it is, how do you foster that innovation and that ingenuity and just being creative? More importantly, being fearless. How do you foster that without stifling all the other pieces that go with it? So it comes down to conversation, right? It comes down to having a quick talk and saying, well, and asking questions as opposed to giving edicts. And, you know, like we all know, occasionally there's a time or two where it's like, okay, I understand your situation and your rationale for why the Big Bird costume on a Monday morning is probably a great thing for you to wear to school, but let me ask another question. How are you going to play in the playground? How are you going to eat lunch? How are you going to be able to study your books or write your thing if you have, you know, the big feather gloves on? And so some of those will get to the same place as take that thing off right now. So let's translate that into sort of bigger life issues, right? So now we're thinking about the office and our work and whether it's home-based or in a big organizational setting, right? At what point do you draw the line? And I think in each situation, it's a little bit different. But it comes down to productivity and performance, and you got to get things done and being patient and operating with some empathy. But, you know, be sure to go and check out secondad.org. secondad.org. I've got a free ebook on there that you could download that talks a little bit about performance. I think that would be helpful, right? It doesn't give all the answers, but it gives some good nuggets of things that you might be able to incorporate today. So be sure to go www.secondad.org, secondad.org, secondad.org. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Until next time, have fun, stay safe. See ya.